No. Okay. All right. We're actually staying in Perek Dalet. Tonight in Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to have some Perek Dalet also in this year. 10:30. I'll leave it up to you to guess which piece. Okay, right now, let's study the two short little pieces over here. We'll read them quickly. Really, you could do them slowly also, but let's do Os Beis and Os Gimel together right now. I'll just translate the words, and then we'll try to feel what they're actually saying. Cook says, Al Yedei HaTshuva, through this mysterious force in the world called Tshuva, HaKol Shav LeElohus, everything returns to its divine source. Al Yedei HaTshuva, HaKol Shav LeElokut. Tshuva allows everything, like the word tshuva implies, return. Where is something returning to? So we're used to thinking that teshuva means to return ourselves to the path of Torah. You know, we went off the derech, we have to come back on the derech. But the truth is that tshuva is something which is much bigger than the human being's actions. Tshuva happens sometimes for the individual, but tshuva sometimes happens for a tzibur as well. In fact, Perek Dalet, I think in the original Oros HaTshuva, there were no title headings. But in later editions, they printed title headings. This chapter four of Oros HaTshuva is called HaTshuva HaPratis HaYechidis VaTshuva HaKlolis HaTziboris HaOlamis BaOlam VaKnesis HaSo. It's called the tshuva of the individual, the specific tshuva of the individual, and the general communal cosmic tshuva of the world and of the Jewish people. So when we say Al Yedei HaTshuva HaKol Shav LeElohus, everything returns to its divine origin. We mean to say Al Yedei Mitzius Koach HaTshuva HaShorer BaOlamim Kulam. Shav al hakol miskasha b'metzias hashleimus halukis. Tshuva, this great song of tshuva, returns everything and hooks it back up, links it back up. Umitkasher, it makes a link between metzias hashleimus halukis. It turns every progression in humanity, which itself is a form of tshuva. Like we mentioned in the first year, right? Even physical, medicinal advancement, or you know, certain societal progressions are all part of the story of tshuva. But tshuva haklalis, this tshuva, eventually does not stop at the place of, wow, look at the number of apples we have in our stores nowadays. It's not like you go to this little mom and pop shop. Sometimes you picture, you know, the Chavetz Chaim ran a little shop. So you picture the Chavetz Chaim's little shop. I don't know, I picture the Chavetz Chaim's little shop. And it's not exactly the same picture that in my mind when I think of, you know, these big supermarkets nowadays. A little bit of this and a little bit of that. And in a certain sense, Rami Levy is Oshad. This is tshuva. That instead of, I don't know, what things were like maybe 40, 50 years ago in Eretz Yisrael, where people couldn't get Heinz ketchup, and people couldn't get
Ziploc bags.
And you couldn't get Ziploc bags, and they didn't have Costco products. You know, when a few summers ago, when Osherad made the deal with Kirkland to carry Kirkland products, Rav Judah, half jokingly, half seriously, I believe, but half jokingly said, okay, that's it, we're canceling Tisha B'Av. Kirkland has signed up together with Osha, there's going to be Kirkland products in Eretz Yisrael, we're canceling Tisha B'Av. Now, why didn't we actually cancel Tisha B'Av? So that's where Cook is going to address earlier. Because the tshuva agufonis, the tshuva tivis that takes place when the world becomes perfected is not a guarantee that tshuva becomes a tshuva elukis, becomes a divine tshuva. It could fall. Now, eventually it'll get picked up. There's no question about it. It's a guarantee. Tshuva was created before the world was created. But when the world's song of tshuva then returns everything back to the shlemus elukis, al yedei harayon shel tshuva, deosav hargoshosav, through this idea of tshuva, through the concept of tshuva, all deos and hargashos, all thoughts and all feelings, all intellectual advancement and all emotional advancement that ever exists in the world, kol machshavos harayanos v'hadeos harotzonos v'hargashos mishapchim v'shavim li'kava be'etzem tchunosam v'tochin hakodesh elokim. Tshuva does not stop at the place of having packed supermarkets. Tshuva actually takes us to the next level, which is to make, right? It doesn't even stop at there being a shul in the supermarket like you have in these supermarkets. It doesn't stop at that. Tshuva continues to progress so that what Rav Tzadok talks about, Rav Tzadok says Hashem wrote two books. Hashem wrote the book of the Torah, Hashem wrote the book of the world. And those two books are actually one. There's no distinction really between those two books. And tshuva helps to bring about the keshek. It takes the physical progression that happens in the world and brings it to a state of divine progression, so that all of those increases in comfortability and durability and speed at which we can do things in the world actually serve a divine purpose. I want to talk more about that, but I want to first do Os Gimel, just so we can hear more of Rav Kook's Lashon in this way. Hatshuva klalis, general tshuva, the world's tshuva. We're not talking about now an individual. Again, we have to get out of this way of thinking that tshuva means I admit what I did bad. I admit what I did wrong. I admit what I kind of went into sados zaros. I went into these foreign fields. It's beyond that. Hatshuva klalis, she iloi ha'olam v'tikuno. Tshuva haklalis, general tshuva, she iloi haolam v'tikuno, which again is the elevation of the world, and it's fixing. The world is doing tshuva. V'atshuva apratis hanogas liishis apratim shal kol echad ve'echad ad kidei dakos apratim shal tikuni atshuva hamiyuchadim. Tshuva, whether it be this, I remember when maybe it was when you were in Shir? In DRS, one year, there was this video going around. It's a very old video. But I showed it to my guys in the middle of Elul as we were preparing for Rosh Hashanah. It was like towards the beginning of the year. It was this crazy video. It starts off as it's like an overhead shot of this family sitting at a picnic in the park, and then they have like the camera. It's obviously at a certain point not real. It's computer generated images, but I think it's I don't remember the exact measurements, but like every 10 seconds they're moving out like a ridiculous number of miles, to the point that it starts to go up, and you see the family's getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, until finally you start to see that the park is like part of the city, and you see the city as part of the state, and the state is part of the country, and the country is part of the world, and then you're in outer space, and you keep going further, and then you see the planets, and you pass by the whole solar system, and you go out and out and out until you realize that the solar system is this tiny little speck of nothing. And then it reaches the outermost limits of, I guess, the world. Then the camera starts to go in, and it goes back down very, very quickly, and it speeds back down through the solar system, in past all the planets, into planet Earth, going down into America, into that state where that family's sitting, into the city where they're sitting, into that park where they're sitting, and it goes, and it starts going further and further and further in, and finally it goes down, there's like a little girl who's sitting, she's like eating her sandwich, and like the camera goes in and in and in and in, and all of a sudden it goes right down onto her arm, and you see like the little hairs on her finger, on her hand, and then it goes into her, and it goes down, down, down into a to a cell, and then it goes to different parts of the cell, and it goes down more deep and more deep into the atoms, and you see like, and then like the last shot is like you see like the, you see like the moving electrons like flying around all over the place, and that's the video. That's the video. So why did I show that in Elul? Because when you're being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's important to understand why you're being mamlech Hashem. We're being mamlech Hashem over the huge, gigantic solar system which makes us into this tiny little speck. And we're being mamlech Hashem over the solar system that's inside of us. And when we're doing tshuva as an individual, and when the world is doing tshuva, we have to understand that this entire 3-minute video, which encapsulates or is trying to help us to picture and to feel the entirety of the world and how vast it is, how small we are, and at the same time how humongous and what kind of crazy world is going on inside of us. It's trying to show us that those two things are very, very much linked together. And that when we do tshuva, the same way that our mind, our heart, and all of our limbs cooperate to do tshuva pratis, it actually, like all the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, from the Nefesh HaChaim to Rabbi Nachman and everybody in between, tell us that when a person moves their arm, or when a person speaks, or when a person thinks, they're moving the whole world together with them. And this tshuva haklalishu aloya olam vatikuna vatshuva pratis anogas leishes apratis, both of them together, shakol echad v'yechad ad kedei dakus apratim, to the point that you're dealing with such tiny minute details, shel tikuni atshuva hamiyuchadim, sheruach hakodesh yodas lefartam lefartam. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite knowledge, understands and sees the tiny, most intricate details of tshuva that are taking place in your body on a subatomic level. Your body's doing tshuva on a subatomic level. Hayoser bodedin, hein biyachad token echa, and also in the highest places of the cosmos, the interplanetary kind of movement is also taking place on the level of tshuva. Everything is restoring back to the order, so that one day we'll be able to see that it was all Hashem all along. V'chein kol osam tikkun ha-tarbut, and also all the movements of the world when it comes to different cultural movements. Every cultural movement, the movement from classical music to blues to jazz, and all the way down to the remix of Hashem Melech Part 2. You know, is on the one hand the Yerizas Hadoros, but as Rav Tzadok writes and Pritzadok in a number of places, is the inner movement towards tshuva. It's that like we were talking about a little bit on Shabbos, even the domain is being elevated. Even the most coarse thing is being elevated. Kol osam tikune hatarbut, shal yadam haolam yotze michorbana, that through these movements, whether it be in music or in art or in literature or in science or in medicine, kal v'chomer lahavdil, in Torah and in Musar and Chassidus, sidri hachayim hachavratia, social movements, the movement from be'emet, I have no doubt Rav Kook would sign off on this, the movement from what was the status quo for a very long time, to assume that mental illness was caused by demonic spirits, to then understanding that maybe there's chemical imbalances, to then moving to a place most recently in the past 5 to 10 years towards positive psychology, instead of thinking about let's only deal with when things seem to not fit in line with, you know, regular psychology, but let's talk about positive psychology. Let's talk about healthy people who could actually increase their level of comfort in the world and their happiness in the world and their sense of meaning in the world. All of those things, says Rav Kook, kol osim tikkuni atarbut shal yadam ha'olam yotze michorbano, which moves the world from its state of chorban to a state of tikkun, sidri achayim achavratim v'aklalim v'akalkalim, excuse me, whether it's social or economic movements, all of it, al hochim u'mishtachim im tikkuni kol chet v'avun. Ah, listen to this. This is the point. This is why I have a desk open here. Hahochim, which are moving, which are progressing, umishtachlelim im tikune kolche, and are included together with tikune kolche va'avon michamurim shebechamurim ad dekduke sofrim umidus chasidus hayosim uflagos, fixing of our chatayim, which happens concurrently with the fixing of the general world, from the most disgusting, horrifying of eros, to the most, to making sure that every minhag Yisrael, that's the minhag of our family, is being kept, to making sure that every prat in the Tilas Yadayim is being kept, together with ensuring that the most heinous, disgusting crimes that we don't even want to mention in the Beis Medrash are also not being, certainly not part of our life, but are not even being expressed in the world at all. Kulam osim chativa achas ve'enam nutakim zeh mizeh ve'kulam lachar atar sulkin. All the rivers are running into one place. Kulam lachar atar sulkin. All of it is running into one place. The internal fixing of our ethical thinking, of our midos tovos, of our dikduk in mitzvos, and at the same time, and if it's not like that, so then that's why, you know, so what are a lot of people going to do? Why is Rav Kook so deeply misunderstood? I'd like to point that out also. Because people will quote the first part and not quote the second part. And then Rav Kook looks different than Rav Dessler. Rav Kook looks like he's not part of the Beis Medrash. Rav Kook looks like he's saying some mystical idea that, you know, I don't know, the invention of Swiffer wet is somehow like some cosmic event, that because we now have this like thing that we don't have to bend down and wipe the floors with a wipe, we can now do it on a pole, is somehow bringing Mashiach. So Azriel's nodding his head, yes, that is bringing Mashiach. But that's because Azriel knows that Rav Kook really means that only does something for me, and listen really well to this, that only does something for me if and when it's attached to Tikkun Achet, Tikkun Amidos, and even Tikkun Midos Chassidus. To go lifnim Mishur Sadeh. Rav Dessler, on page 270, Chelek Aleph of Strive for Truth, of Michta Miyad of Chelek Aleph. I think that's the... Well, no, I think only the first two volumes were translated. Rav Bosai, I cannot say this enough. Rav Dessler was unbelievable. And don't let some Rebbe who was making fun of some kid in yeshiva that he made a seal on Strive for Truth Volume 1, you know, take anything away from Rav Dessler's complexity and insight. Rav Weinberger once said that Rav Dessler has commentaries on Tanya and on Rabbi Nachman in manuscript form. Yeah. That are not, you've heard Rav Weinberger say this as well, yeah, that are not being released by those who have them. But every once in a while he quotes from the Tanya and Rabbi Nachman. And you get the sense, even just you'll read this, you'll see how this is an echo of things that were written before. Really, really profound. Okay, so listen to the words of Rav Dessler. This is from an essay called Hisgabrus Hagashmias V'Chachmasa Chorban. Okay, and on the surface of it, it's going to sound like the exact opposite of what Rav Kook is saying, right? His gabrus hagashmias v'chachmasa chorba. The improvement of physicality and its chachma, its technology, is chorban. Destroys the world. So which one is it? Is every increase in tarbut? Is every economic, social, physical progression a step towards Mashiach? Is destroying the world? And the answer is that the end of Os Gimel is the Machriya. If it's coming together, if it's HaHolchim U'Mishtalchalim in Tikune Chet V'Avon, so then you have an agreement between Rav Kook and Rav Dessler. And if it's not, you also have an agreement between Rav Kook and Rav Dessler. Rav Kook is giving you the vision of what happens if we do it right, and Rav Dessler is giving you the vision of what happens when we do it wrong. We're not going to read the whole piece because it's pretty long, but I want to read this first paragraph. B'nei ha'adam b'ge'osam. Humanity in its gaiva, in their self-pride, yechshavu, we tend to think, ki kol asher yitpachu es ha'olam hazeh v'yirbu b'ma'adayim l'amtziah ha'matzius l'shechlolo u'lis'adin bo yivnu lehem olam mitukam. We tend to think in our arrogance that the more we open up Olam Hazeh, the more we hasten our ability to heat up food and to transport food from place to place and to get from place to place on airplanes and close the gap between space and time to make things more comfortable, more ergodynamic,
more legroom.
All of these things we think is building the world. Yivne lehem olam metukan. That is building up the world. Avol tos gedol biyadam. But this is only because of our arrogance that we make a terrible mistake. Kol tikuneihem mamish einam ela kilkulim. Every time we make the world a little bit better, every time we make a more comfortable pen, you know, they're working on these ergodynamic pens, and you'll be able to write for longer, you won't cramp up. And these chairs that fit your body. There's a whole, people go to college to study this stuff. Josh Seidman is studying how to make more comfortable chairs and more comfortable pens and more comfortable glasses, and it should fit in a way where you don't even feel like you're like there's anything touching you. Kol ha-civilatia, all of civilization, ke'erech hispachtchus mosefes churban, the more that we increase in our ability to do quickly and more and better, it's churban. We're destroying the world. Heim lo yirtzu lahavin, we don't want to understand. We turn a blind eye to the fact, and here's the last line of Rav Kook. Ki midos ros heim hamachbalos esakol. You know what destroys everything? Bad midos. Bad midos. If you think about it for a second, it's not the first time I mentioned this. I don't even think this summer. But if you think about it for a second, the Rothschilds, those wealthy Yidden from the stories, the Rothschilds, those are the wealthy Jews in every Alter Meisa, the Rothschilds. So the Rothschilds went to the bathroom in an outhouse. They didn't have indoor plumbing. They went to the bathroom in an outhouse. I mean, maybe the later Rothschilds, maybe they're still Rothschilds. They went to the bathroom in an outhouse, the wealthiest people. If we had to do that nowadays, we would consider that subhuman. All of these things, wealth and comfort, is all based, says Rav Dessler, on what we get ourselves used to. And not only that, but we think that if we have more and faster and better and tastier, so then that will fix all the world's problems. But the truth is, says Rav Dessler, there's only one thing that can fix the world's problems, and that is, it comes back to an idea that Rav Dessler spoke about all the time, Ilu hayubnei adam nosnim, if people were not focused inward, but were focused outward on giving to other people, azay haya olam hazeh mishuchlal al kol panim, the world would be fixed regardless of how fast, regardless of how good, regardless of how tasty, regardless of how technologically advanced we've become. Aval kilkul hu shame notlin. All kilkul comes because we are takers, because we're focused on what do we want, not what does Hashem want, not what can we do for other people. Chotvin umerivin velochmin. We grab and we argue and we fight wars. Umemele b'chol hamitzius chorban v'kilkul yishtamshu. Everything that's created to improve society becomes co-opted by evil, becomes co-opted by selfishness. And therefore, every advance in Tarbut and Kalkala and Chavrati, all these things that Rav Kook is talking about, all become used for negativity. So Rav Kook is telling us that every advancement in the world, every advancement in technology, is an unbelievable gift from Hashem. The only thing is that if it comes together with Tikkun Amidus and Tikkun HaChatayim, so then that helps us to be better over the Hashem. It's like the Rambam writes. The Rambam says, why in the paragraphs of Shema do we say, V'hayayim Shema Tishmuel Mitzvosai Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom? What happens if we listen to all the mitzvos? What's Hashem going to give us? Rain in its proper time, and things are going to grow. Basafta diganecha, and the Rambam's like, what? What happened to Olam Haba? What happened to messianic vision? And the Rambam's basic yisod is, what does he say? Mitzvah goreres mitzvah. And how does he interpret mitzvah goreres mitzvah? If we do mitzvos, Hashem makes it easier for us to do more mitzvos. Hashem will increase the world's ability to make it comfortable for us so that we'll have microwaves so we can speed through our cooking process. We can get back to fixing ourselves. As opposed to making, like, also like Rav Weinberger talks about all the time, making, you know, fine dining into like an art form. Cooking shows with like presentation and the whole thing. Food is supposed to nourish you so you can get back to serving Hashem and helping other people. Not so that it could be more and more and more and more for myself. So now Rav Desa gives a few examples. He says the first person to be mitaki in the world, the first person we find being mitaki in the world was Tuvalkayan. Tuvalkayan, what did Tuvalkayan bring about? Tuvalkayan brought about the age of the first kind of industrial revolution by the Bronze Age, the Iron Age. Tuvalkayan. He made tools, he figured out a way of working with metals to melt them down and to turn them into functional objects. He didn't, instead of making tools like Noach eventually did, he didn't make tools. What did he do? He made tools for destruction. Like Chazal say, why was he called Tuvalkayan? Because he was a tavlan, he was a spice, he spiced the art of Kayan. In other words, Kayan was the first person to kill somebody. Tuvalkayan made it into an art form. Tuvalkayan made technological advances, and he turned Kayan's very kind of babyish, amateur, murderous event into an art form, into a sport, by making all different types of weapons and more frightening looking weapons and more painful weapons and faster killing weapons. That was Tuvalkayan. He was the tavlan, he was the spice for Kayan's evil that he brought into the world. And that's exactly the choice that Rav Dessler says that we have, and that's exactly what Rav Kook is saying. We have the choice to be Tuvalkayan, and we have the choice to be Noach. Noach took the tools of the world, he took the tools of Tuvalkayan, he took the advancements of Tuvalkayan, and he made it easier for people to plow the earth. Except that the world then took that and also used it for Noach. Tuvalkayan did it for himself. Noach at least tried to make tools to make the world a little bit easier for people. He didn't want to hurt people, he wanted to make the world easier for people. You know, tshuva gufanis, tshuva tivis, to make the world an easier place to live in. And the world took that and said, yeah, I guess we don't have to work as hard. We have more time to go look after the benos ha'aretz. We have more time to go deal with stealing from people. We don't have to worry about it. We want more and more and more. To be notel and to be notel and to be notel instead of being nosin and nosin and nosin. So Rav Kook here is saying that the world is having a tshuva moment in Mela. Where's our point? Because you might think, and Rav Kook's whole ideology of Oris HaTshuva, so the world is coming towards Tshuva Mimela. It's happening automatically. There's an automatic return back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the truth is, there's still a weighty portion of the world of Tshuva which depends on us, which rests on our shoulders. Because the world is going back to a state of Tshuva, and Tshuva means that things are becoming easier and better and quicker and more efficient. And the question is, do we turn that tshuva of the world, the cosmic tshuva, into a personal tshuva, which then in turn facilitates and actually gives reason and purpose to that? Or do we take that and we throw it back in Hashem's face and we take the easier life that we've been given and kind of say, well, that gives me more time to focus more on me? And that's the difference between being a person who's going to be besimcha and a person who's more depressed. There's lots of books in psychology nowadays which are coming out with trying to understand this paradox of the fact that life has never been so easy, and we've never been so depressed. We've never had it so easy, we've never had it so good. Everyone look around for a second, and look at your clothing, look at your shirt. Look how amazing the clothing that we have is. Different colors and patterns and intricate designs. Think about the glasses that we're wearing, think about the chairs that we're sitting on, the lighting, the fans, with air conditioning. Everything is so easy, we've never had it so good. And yet at the same time, it becomes a matter of choice. Whether we take that and turn it into purpose, turn it into meaning, and purpose equals simcha, or do we take all the things that we've been given and kind of just let it happen and wash over us without sanctifying it, without doing what Rav Kook says, taking kol ha-machshavos, ha-rayonos, ha-deyos, ha-ritzonos, ha-gashos, u-mishapchim v'shavim, likava, be'etzem, tchunas, B'tochen HaKodesh Elokim. To take all of these thoughts and all of these feelings and all of these advancements and to turn them into a tochen HaKodesh Elokim. To turn them into a holy, divine tochen, purpose for living. A holy, divine directive for living. Hashem should help us to be able to take all of our kochos, all of our ideas, all of the world's advancements and move it towards tov. Yes. Here, Rav Kook is kind of taking a step back, and he's saying, yes, but, meaning it is tshuva, but it will only become fully realized when that tshuva becomes subsumed under the divine idea. In other words, what you just did, that fixing of the bench, will kind of, it's like what the Baal Tanya talks about, klipa noga. If a person eats shalo lishma, it's not, but it's kosher food, that food, or a person makes hangs out or develops his body in some way, shalo lishma, or develops his mind in some way, shalo lishma, that all kind of sits there until the moment that you awaken it. The moment you awaken it, you have access to it right away. Right? It's like a lot of people when they went through the 12 years of elementary and high school, so they were learning Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos this and that, but it was all on a level, maybe for a lot of people that I speak to, there's a lot of shalo lishma. And as soon as you come to Eretz Yisrael, also you start tapping to the Shema. It's like you have access to all of this information, and it kind of hits you all at once. And that's true not only on the level of information; it's true on the level of advancement in the world and in everything, in every area. Yeah.
The Tanya says that when someone like doesn't eat Shema, like waste time doing the various
things. It sits in the realm of Klipa Noga until they elevate. It's not the same thing as eating shikul chaz or something. Okay, Mr. Shem will continue tomorrow.